And good afternoon. And good afternoon. This is Tom from Healthy Referral Newspaper and co-hosting Mind Your Body and Spirit Radio Show. We started promoting natural health in 1989 with our start of our newspaper called Healthy Referral. We've done many expos over the years and radio shows since the early 90s, interviewing all fascinating guests from around the country, around the world, on how to improve your health naturally. Today we have a unique guest originally from Hungary, Dr. Bajay, and you'll correct me if I did not say that correctly. And I think we'll just get right into it. Let me open Dr. Bajay's microphone here. And can you hear me okay, Dr. Bajay?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, can you pronounce your name correctly so the listeners would, I mean, I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly. Can you pronounce it for us?
You done properly. It's Thomas Bajay.
Okay, wonderful. We met you recently. You're based in Florida right now, but can you give us a little bit about your health and wellness background? And after you've covered that, how you're involved with a clinic now in Ocala, Florida. So can you start with your health and wellness and your journey on this, on the natural health path?
Yeah, well, my first encounter with natural medicine was back a long time ago. When I was four, I hit the wheelchair after a nasty rheumatoid fever. And for 4 years, I was wheelchair-bound. And the doctors couldn't find anything what they can help with. And send the message to my mother, don't bring me to the hospital anymore, because some kids have a chance, they decide to not give me any. Except one is in Hungary and in Europe, it's called bone smith, which is a kind of integrated alternative medicine specialist. He studied Oriental medicine in China, India, and Japan through the Second World War. And that's how he got edge of the rest, because he was a medical practitioner, but had the knowledge of Oriental medicine. That was my connection first. And then after he managed to take me out from the wheelchair in 3 months, I stuck with him for 7.5 years. I was his assistant. Then I went to medical studies. I done 3 medical degrees. I'm a surgeon, a general practitioner, and also an emergency medical specialist. Ended up working with the WHO after I escaped from the country. That was communist at that time, and they didn't let me go to join an expedition. Decided to leave, and for 14 years, I worked for the WHO as a air rescue specialist, teaching doctors in 11 countries how to do those rescue missions and doing flying doctor services. In that time, I had the chance to sort of connect it to those remote countries, like or 11 was a third world country, from Peru, Bolivia to Solomon Islands. And I had a chance to learn from the local shamans and natural practitioners the technique how to look after themselves. In 1994, I had enough from jumping up from choppers and teach how to do emergency medicine, and settled in Australia and get into the natural health care providing system. Ended up with a resort in near to Brisbane, and we had 6 clinics to support the resort work.
Okay. And then what led you to moving from Australia to Florida and being part of a clinic now called Reboot? Can you explain the vision of your center now and also the meaning of IAM, Integrative Alternative Medicine?
The Integrated Alternative Medicine is a kind of a collection of the alternative medicine protocols, which I find working most effectively. It's IAM is Integrated Alternative Medicine. And I get in Florida by joining Fabian, who's part of my family. And we created this display center. We have a 3,700 square place in the 300 College Road. We set it up as a kind of teaching center for practitioners and for the public to learn how to do four-dimensional self-care. So that's my belief. We rather teaching people than pushing pills, which it's been proven the wrong way to sort of practice medicine.
Yeah, for the listener who has not heard of that term, four-dimensional self-care, can you briefly explain what that entails?
Four-dimensional self-care is building and maintaining optimum health plus mental, emotional, physical capacity to control stress in one's microenvironment. It's a skill which need to be learned, just like being a carpenter or electrician. That is based on knowledge how the body works, how to maintain achievement, and able to choose the person-specific modalities or practices and equipments and supplements. It's kind of, I sort of copied the idea from what the Chinese is doing in China the last 80 years, educating kids even in primary school, how the body works and what can be done if something goes on. I find it super interesting and worthful to train people to look after themselves, because what I've seen the last 50 years, the medical system, it's designed for acute problems, but do you have problems to treat chronic malfunctions? And definitely running short in preventing develop those chronic malfunctions. The main idea is to not getting into a chronic disease stage. The main idea is to start when you don't feel 100% to starting to investigate why not.
Okay.
Need a coach, need someone who's trained in that area to coaching the person, but people need to take responsibility for their own body, because they, the best doctors themselves, the brain knows what's happening from even the womb, after 21 weeks, the brain collects information, and that the archive is accessible only for the person who carried that brain.
Mm-hmm.
You just need to learn the language, how the brain communicates.
Mm-hmm. I read that you're doing some quite fascinating work, taking the diagnosis protocol to new levels with understanding. Can you touch on that? You had mentioned something in your writings about I know you put biotech and AI and the future of self-care. Can you briefly touch on some of the protocols or new ways that you're looking at getting to the root cause, which is certainly not what traditional medicine is looking at?
Yeah, the problem in mainstream doctors learning in university how to manage a symptom instead of learning the nitty-gritties of how to look after the body from the beginning. What I'm seeing is the future of medicine is to train the individuals how to look after their own system. And like in China, I was privileged to be a part of the WHO delegate back in 1990. And they showed around what system they use, which is quite smart. It's doctors in China, they are, say, a specialist in a sort of speak, and people going there for second opinion because they already know mm-hmm. what's going on. We just need a few tools or looking in a different way, in a general way, what can be done with those malfunctions. Like the doctors in the 90s in China and still in the countryside, they not get paid when the client's sick, but they have a very low 1-2 cents per week kind of set up with the clientele. And when I was there in 1990, a sector doctor who's like general practitioners here, they had 38,000 people under their care. And 38,000 times 2 cents is a decent amount. When the clients under their care get sick, they stop paying and won't need to pay anything till they fix and go back to work. I think it's a super way to encourage the professional to do the best.
Well, not different than how it works here. I notice you have a background in Vedic health, and I know a long time ago I went to a ethically trained rheumatologist from Johns Hopkins who left Western medicine and became involved in Vedic medicine. He was doing something called pulse diagnosis at the time, which is I thought was fascinating to be able to diagnose the body in a completely different way. Can you briefly just give a quick overview of how that aspect is incorporated into your new model?
Sure. Like when I worked on the Pune University in India, researching for cure for treatment for malaria, I find that it's those specialists who's specializing in pulse reading. They can identify by putting 3 fingers on the wrist what's going on in the body and able to identify what went wrong and what needs to be adjusted. I was fascinating about that. And unfortunately, when I done my post graduate certification in Ayurveda in that university, I had a humongous problem to trying to find out by holding the three fingers what's happening in the body, and the gurus in there, they're laughing on me because doing work in there which they had less of understanding than I am, and by seeing the professor, it's sweating blood to do something what they do it is. Now, back to this idea to combine the IM protocols with biotechnology and especially AI, using AI as an assistant, what we are able to do, we can get access to the same special way to understanding how the body works on a computer. Like I can do the same as the gurus in Ayurveda by using AI technology, and I can be faster than anyone because the AI technology giving information, like for example what we're doing here on the clinic with the assessment, we call the for the risk assessment, I able to get 800 data analyzed and structured in seconds. If I need to do it with my knowledge, I need 2 weeks to get to the first stage.
Yeah, that's amazing. What kind of questions are you asking AI to retrieve?
What we do, do have a scanning device which analyze the pulse, and then the computer sending the information to satellite to a center which have a huge computer capacity to analyze the data. And in seconds or minutes, we get the full scanning interpreted. And when someone knows what to do with the data, with the provided information, that is up the work. We're not guessing, we're knowing. Like if the combination what comes out of pulse, it's not only showing where the problem is, but what's causing that problem. Because the 4D image, 4 dimension, it's analyzing the received data through mental, emotional, and physical level. Also matching the data with the person microenvironment. Like, unfortunately, with mainstream, we have enormous difficulty to see the person's emotional stage at the time. The computer, it shows, hey, there is a problem to emotional liability, which means the person do have some problem in this life, which can't solve, and that affecting the person physically. It's quite fascinating.
That's amazing. So you're really going 1,000 times deeper analysis than ever before then, it sounds like.
That's correct. And very soon, if we're lucky enough, very soon that information could be as simple as download the app on your smartphone.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we are going. Like, that's why I'm focusing on teaching people how to looking after themselves, because very soon, like it's already exists, but it's too expensive for the public. At the app which is communicating with a satellite, which the satellite communicating with a computer system in Germany. What we have, for example,
wow,
the hair follicle scan. Taking a hair follicle out from the C1 and C2 back of the head. I put it in a device which creating a code. The code goes to the satellite. The satellite sending the information to Germany, and the computer system, which is three-story building, only computers, receiving the code, analyze it, decoding, and the information back in less than 30 minutes to Ocala, Florida.
That's amazing. Is there in your initial protocol? Is there any kind of blood work done, or is that to help your analysis? Is that part of it, or is that not necessary? No?
Yes. What I encouraging people to do is to bring as much information as possible, because for example, a blood test is like a roadmap for me to seeing how the body is trying to survive, what they can do and what they can't, because the blood shows the utmost positives, like if it's a marker in the blood test shows someone don't have enough iron or have a problem with the thyroid, that is a problem because the blood is supposed to show the best what the person can produce. And by seeing that struggle and correlating and matching up what I'm seeing on the computer with our scans, it's quite easy to finding out, yeah, the person went in the wrong road and it's better turn around and go back. Just like cancer, it's like in here, cancer is a very, very nasty thing. People scared to death when they hear, oh, I have cancer. It's not a death sentence. It's a warning. It's a warning.
Right.
As soon as the person changed direction and helping the brain and the organs to solve that problem, what's happening in the lung or in the large intestine, it doesn't matter really where it's popped up, because we are overdosed with toxins.
Right.
50, 60 years ago, the body can figure it out easy how to deal with the, because the car passed on the street.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know even who's the driver is, because it's only a few cars on the street. Now with the tens of thousands of cars in the city, it's on a minute level, you're bombarded with toxins, and if the body part struggling with the existence, haven't got a chance to protect or shield itself from the toxins. And that's bioaccumulate,
mm-hmm,
because you go on a street and driving the car and go to work, and in the between you have stress which is affecting the system dramatically. Sooner or later, the weakest link brings the whole system down. Now,
mm-hmm,
if you botting up that weak link and make it normal, suddenly the whole body gets normal, because, as you know, the weakest chain brings the system down. But if you find that weak link and helping it to recover, then the whole system drops back to normal.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite,
yeah, we have
it's quite when you understand how your body functions, the diseases becomes warning signs.
Yes.
Unfortunately,
we have a few minutes. Yeah, no, I didn't mean to interrupt. Oh. We have a few minutes left, Dr. Bizet. I just wanted to make sure we had enough time to summarize your fascinating protocol and research, and it brought up to the mind of you're going in like real deep into quantum physics and a lot of things, and maybe, you know, who knows? It sounds like it eventually could crack the code to longevity as well. It sounds like it could be potentially going in that direction. But can you just real briefly just summarize, as we're coming up to the end of the show here, just a little bit about your people want to get in touch with you and what you're doing at the Reboot Clinic, and just a quick summary of your unique protocol.
Okay, well, first of all, what I need to emphasize, the human body is designed for 120 years. If you drop that at 110, you didn't do your job, period, because mm-hmm. it's designed for 120 years. And it's plenty of proof of that, like I can take it to places in a world where, like in Okinawa, there is a half marathon every year. It's a kind of festive to run half a marathon. And that is a separate level where only can enter in that group if you more than 90 years old and they finish the run. Like, that's the standard. The rest is a kind camouflaged. Like, you really, when you're 60, you're old. I can take you to a Inca tribe in Bolivia who is celebrating when they turn 60, because they have the right to talk in front of adults. 59 years old is not adult yet. That is a standard.
Wow.
That's what achievable.
I love that. That is tremendous. We're coming to the last minute of the show here. You just explain, we have been talking to Dr. Bizet, an amazing, fascinating journey of health from Hungary to all over the world, to Australia, to Ocala, Florida. Can you just give your pronunciation one more time, and the name of your center, if people would like to get in touch with you, for or practitioners as well? Can you just quickly summarize in the last minute here?
Well, the best thing is to get in touch with us is to go on our website, which is www.reboot.self-care, and all the information is there. You can read it. You can choose what way you want to get part of it. Also, we do training courses and business packages available for professionals to enhance their knowledge and become part of this network, what we're building. And we are in the progress of opening clinics and centers. I call it center because it's based on teaching, not treating. And we're looking for professionals who will run those centers and have the capacity to go with our program to giving people the chance to choose their destiny.
Yes.
And what we're doing here is a called Reboot Self-Care System. It's checking the person, shows what is not right, what can be done, and then guide that self-detoxification, keep progress testing to monitor the progress, plus seeing what need to be adjusted, because after a good cleansing, the body spring back. And
yes.
Instead of five different things, I need to offer only one or two. And choosing the weakest body part to bring it up to norm. And then the maintenance is the person's responsibility, and we're giving the information for that person, what that person's specific needs, because every person different. Every person, doesn't matter if they called diabetic, it's not the diabetes which is killing the person. The way us treated, because they're saying diabetes is a lifelong disease. Absolute wrong. If you're changing the direction, you know, it can be treated, came out like same thing with cancer, same thing with any other cold diseases, because in my understanding, when something goes wrong in the body, it's a warning sign. If
No, this is like the light on the dashboard in the car.
If you keep doing the same thing, you're ending up.
Yes. Well, we appreciate your time, God. We're running a little bit over here. We appreciate your time, and we'll look forward to your articles in Healthy Referral and online too at healthyreferral.com. And we've been speaking with Dr. Bajet from Reboot Health and or Self Care in Ocala, Florida, and some great information. And we'll send you the interview will be archived. We'll send you the link on that so you can share this your great information with others. We thank you again, Dr. Bajet.
My pleasure, and looking forward to further connection to you.
Okay, thank you very much. Again, this is Tom, Healthy Referral Newspaper, Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show, signing off. Thanks again for Reboot and Dr. Bajet for his amazing in-depth look at how to regain your health naturally. Thank you.